corner is too tight. I mean, it had a bit tight.
Okay, they should try to be on this.
I did them on the side, but. They're very
perfect.
Tight.
No tape for that. Perfect.
It's not too tight on the.
No, no, perfect.
Okay.
Okay. So, very, very brief. You made a bracha right away.
No, I did not make a bracha.
Make a bracha. Let's just move it. Make a bracha, then move it. Okay. So, the tour is an interesting medrash that the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are special days because people are busy getting ready for the mitzvahs of Sukkot. Sukkot has two primary mitzvahs, and they each take some degree of preparation. Of course, in our day, the aluminum doesn't take that much because you're in Eretz Yisrael, they're preponderant. You just walk down the street corner, go get them in the supermarket. But especially where the Torah lived, when the Jews lived in Europe, it was really very hard to find aluminum. It took a lot of effort, obviously, much earlier than this week. There's a lot of scurrying around. There's 4 days. Very often, one of them is Shabbos and Friday, as this year. So these are 4 days with a lot of mitzvahs. So the Torah writes that these are days that we don't let up from our avodas Hashem because we're involved in getting ready for mitzvahs. So the Taz asks a question in return. Wait a second. How could these days be superior to Sukkot when you're actually fulfilling the mitzvahs? So the answer is the Torah didn't mean to say that these days are superior. It's just trying to create this religious grid. You shouldn't think these are 4 days off. Those are four awkward days. You have Yom Kippur, you've got Sukkot. They're both religious highs. And then you've got 4 days that could be dull. So the Torah is trying to say that there's some element preparing for mitzvahs during these days as well. But Sfas Emes has a different answer to the Taz's question. And the answer is pitched on something that Chassidus spent a lot of time thinking about. The difference between will and execution. Obviously, we all try to close that execution gap and we want to try to improve our mitzvahs and our performance. But we're not always successful. And it can get very frustrating and very depressing. Think about your last 24 hours. How frustrating was it at some point where you didn't reach that connection to Hashem that you wanted? You didn't feel Hashem's presence. Your mind wandered. You couldn't commit to certain... Or even now, you made certain commitments that are already starting to fray. So in Chassidus, will is a standalone reality, even if it doesn't get expressed. And in some ways, it's even more valuable than expression, because expression comes and goes. But will is definitive. It defines who you are. And that's what the Sfas Emes is saying. Number one, he says, preparing for a mitzvah is superior to an actual mitzvah, because sometimes a mitzvah gets performed and then it passes, but a preparation will change who you are, will change your identity. It will seep into your persona, and it will alter not just the performance of that isolated mitzvah. I'll read the language to you. Number one, Avla'ina davar rachok, sheyotzer koach v'hatzala, yesh b'achanas ha-mitzvahs, there's more to preparing for a mitzvah, miguf kiyama, they say. That's what it means that. There's more in the preparation than the actual performance. Why? Kiyosiyas ha-mitzvah rak l'shah, v'achanahi li'olam. The mitzvah performs, and then it passes. But the chara is a transformation that hopefully will have long-term impacts and long-term ripples. But more importantly, he says a little bit later on, the ode, here's the key Hasidic point, how can anyone ever say that they're fulfilling the mitzvah perfectly? So some people do mitzvahs better, some people do mitzvahs worse. Of course, Chassidus is an answer for people who don't feel that they're being so successful in raw metrics, people who didn't know how to learn Torah, people who weren't exactly seen as the most fulfilled or perfect Yidden. Abel haratzon v'hachana l'mitzvah, so think about your last 24 hours of experience. You may not have felt the will, but if you go deep, deep, deep into your soul, there's a will to feel close to Hashem. Deep, deep, deep in your soul is a will to fulfill all your commitments. Deep, deep down. And Hashem realizes that. And we may not even be as aware of it as Hashem is. And that counts. And the will is more important than the execution. So, in Chassidus, this is an important concept. Of course, it's based on Kabbalah, that human consciousness is a standalone entity. It's not just a precursor for action. Very often, we think about action as the primary human element, and our consciousness and our will just makes decisions which actions to take. In Chassidus, will is in Kabbalah, will, ratzon, is a standalone realm, and it isn't limited by action. So if you have a deep will, even if because of your weaknesses and your desires and challenges of this world, that will doesn't get expressed, that's still valuable. And the Sfas Emes saw that in the Torah. These are 4 days of preparation and will, even if Chas Hashem will fulfill all the mitzvahs Sunday night, but But even without those mitzvahs, there's standalone value to these 4 days of generating will and interest that gets expressed by preparing for mitzvahs without actually performing mitzvahs. So enjoy your teal today. Performing the mitzvah of tealim in Eretz Yisrael. Chumas Aleich Baritz Arachma. Enjoy purchasing your Dalam Minim. Anyone has any questions about the Dalam Minim, please WhatsApp me, send me a picture. Again, just for the boys that aren't in my share, it's very, very hard to buy puzzle Dalam Minim in Eretz Yisrael. There's so many items that are available. If you really want to be brave, you can wait until Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. Then you can go into Mea Shearim and get a 500 shekel set of Dalam Minim for about 50 shekel. Because it's 2-3 hours before they can't sell them anymore. So if anyone has nerves of steel and wants to waltz into Mash area late Sunday afternoon, you could probably get yourself the king's set.
Wow.
See if you're willing to.